You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast. Hello there. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Dunville. I go by the name of Nanomouse. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to set up the sound recognition on iOS. So here's another feature that you will find. And this is kind of useful for those that are deaf and for those that have a hard time hearing certain things. You need a little bit of help to let you know when certain sounds comes up. It will do this now. It will alert you to let you know that a certain sound was heard. It's easy to set up. I'll show you through all the items that they are available and how to turn this on and off. So you go into the settings itself. So we'll go to the native Apple settings.
Settings.
Double tap.
Settings.
And then once again, we'll go to the right and get to accessibility.
Accessibility button.
Double tap.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPhone for your individual.
So from here, we're going down to the hearing section.
Vision. Heading. Physical and motor. Hearing. Heading.
And we're going to look for sound recognition.
Sound recognition. Off. Button.
And from here, double tap here.
Sound recognition. Off.
And by default, it is turned off. So let's go ahead and turn this on, and we'll be able to select from the variety of things that you want the phone to listen for. So let's go ahead and double tap this.
Alert. Hey Siri is not available while using sound recognition. Listen for Hey Siri will resume after sound recognition has been turned off. Turn on sound recognition. Button. Sound recognition. On.
And that's a good reminder for everyone, including myself. So this will disable the Hey Siri functionalities, which is kind of the bad part of it. But if this something is really important, obviously this is going to be much more important than the Hey Siri itself. So let's go to the right here.
5.1 MB used. Dimmed.
It's dimmed because I've already turned this on before. It's going to take up 5 megabytes of information on your device. So it's going to take up some of your space. It will have to download it. Once it's downloaded, it's ready to go. So let's give it a little explanation what the sound recognition does.
Your iPhone will continuously listen for certain sounds, and using on-device intelligence, will notify you when sounds may be recognized. Sound recognition should not be relied upon in circumstances where you may be harmed or injured, in high-risk or emergency situations, or for navigation.
Let's go to the right.
Sounds. 13. Button.
So you have 13 different options to pick from. So we'll go to that button, double tap it.
Alarms. Heading.
All right, so now they have in categories. So let's go take a look what they have under alarm.
Fire. On.
So here's the first item. You have fire.
Siren. On.
Sirens.
Smoke. On.
Smoke. And those are the three alarms that you have. So you can set that. So obviously you want the fire alarm to be on. Sirens, different variety of types of emergency responder sirens will appeal and turn on. And then to the next category is
animals. Heading.
Animals. So if you have little animals around you, you want to hear what they're saying, or if they're making noises, you'll be able to detect that. So let's check out what they got here.
Cat. On.
We got cat.
Double tap to dog. On.
We got dog. And as you heard, they're both set to on. So this is great if you have cats or dogs in your house. If you want to hear them barking and whatever have not, or meowing, those will be detected. Let's go to the next category.
Household. Heading.
We have household items. Now we have a little bit more selection here. So let's see what these are.
Appliances. On.
Appliances.
Car horn. On. Doorbell. On. Door knock. On. Water running. On.
Those are the items you can hear for those areas. How useful is that? If you left the water running, you'll be able to hear that. It'll alert you, which is kind of cool. Appliances, maybe a microwave is going off. Somebody's waiting for you. They can just honking on the outside. And you can hear them honking. And then we got the door knocks. Of course, that's really important. And then we'll go to the next category here.
People.
And there's only one item here.
Baby crying. On.
I thought this was fantastic. This is great. So if you have a baby and you're not able to hear the baby crying, this will be able to detect if the baby is crying. Nice. So those are the 13 types of sound that it recognizes on the fly, and you'll get an indication or a notification that one of these items has been detected and will alert you. Now obviously you can customize it on and off to each of those items as you wish. So that is how to set up this sound recognition on your iOS. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.applevis.com.